Hey, it's time for the High School Report on Downtown, brought to you by Sweats Tire, the First National Bank, and the Maine Masonic Charitable Foundation.
Life is a ballgame being played each day.
Mark Cowlin from Eastern Maine Sports checks in every Friday with us. How are you today, Mark?
Doing all right, Rich. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks. Are you on the road today?
I'm not going to make it to a game. I am on the road, but got a bunch of things to do here. But no game today for me.
All right. But things are going pretty well. Been a busy week, and also an old friend back on the high school scene this week. Not a player, not a coach, but a field. The first baseball game at Hedrick Field and Brewer in forever.
Yeah, that was great. Chris was there the other night, and great that baseball's back there, and he said it was good to see.
Yeah, absolutely. As somebody who coached a number of games there, I was very happy to see that. But also, I also have some memories of trying to get that field ready many years ago. At one time, you'll appreciate this, in the early spring of the year, Rob Roy and I renting a rototiller to turn over the infield to try and get some of the frost out of it.
Yeah, that's they did a lot of work to get it ready now too. So it's good that it's back and everything.
Absolutely. So what do we have for big games this week? What's happened of note?
Well, in baseball, there's been a few. I was going to talk about Old Town. They started the season 0-4, and then they've won 5 out of 6 since, including giving Bangor, who's 10-1 and then one of the top teams in Class A, their first loss, and they defeated the Class C Orono twice, who's one of the top teams in C. So they've really turned around this season. They got Ellsworth and Coney and Nokomis coming up. A lot of big games coming up, but they what a turnaround they had after an 0-4 start.
Absolutely. How about in the softball ranks?
In the softball ranks, a lot of good stuff going on there. Right now, Brunswick and Wisdom are the only undefeated teams in softball or baseball up in our region.
Wow.
So that's something to watch them. Bucksport had a couple big wins this past week. PBHS in Class D, they're one of the powers always in Class D softball. They're only 3-3, but they're number one in the Hill Point standings. So they've had a couple big wins there in the past week. And I think one of the bigger games in Class D, and kind of a surprise, was John Babson defeating Herman earlier in the week.
So what have we got coming up for games to keep an eye on?
Well, there's a few today, actually. Herman plays at Hampton. Softball, one of the top teams in B against one of the top, four or five teams in A. So that's going to be a big Hill Point game there. And, baseball, CSport plays at Bangor Christian on Monday. And the biggest one probably of them all is tonight at Bangor. I think Chris is going to be there covering it. Oxford Hill is 10-1 at Bangor, 10-1. And the winner will most likely end up number one when all is said and done.
Well, that's fantastic. A big one there indeed. Speaking of big ones, my goodness, more opportunities continuing to present themselves for Maine's Cooper Flag with the big news this week about Duke University.
Oh, isn't that great? It's going to be great for all of us to follow, how his career ends up and how where he goes. But he's going to get his choice of where he wants to go. I wouldn't be surprised if that's where he ends up going. He really seems to, one of his dreams. But, he's going to get his choice, and, he deserves everything he's getting right now. And, it's going to be great to follow him in Florida the next 3 years and then wherever he chooses to go. But, yeah, doesn't get much better than that when you get a college basketball offer from Duke.
So, Mark, where are all the guys today who were screaming 3 weeks ago that the Sox were wasting their money on Trevor Story?
He's a good player. The stats usually end up what they are on the back of the baseball card, right? And he wasn't good just because he was in Colorado. There's other players, Arellano. There's been a few that leave Colorado and they're just fine when they do. And he is one of them. He's a solid player. He's as I said, he's going to end up what his normal stats are on the back of the baseball card. And they're playing pretty well now as a team. So they're pitching better overall. And good to get Walker back tonight. Hopefully, he continues what he did before he was hurt. And keep hitting, and they'll be right in the mix. And before you know it, be 500, and then go from there.
There you go. Mark Cowlin, Eastern Maine Sports. Mark, appreciate it. As always, have a great weekend, and we'll check in with you again next Friday.
All right, thanks, Rich. Talk to you next week.
Thank you, Mark. Mark Cowlin talking high school sports and more with us on Downtown. The High School Report brought to you by Sweats Tire, serving you with full automotive repair and a great selection of tires at two locations, 451 Hogan Road and 358 State Street in Bangor. And by the First, dream first because you can. First National Bank, committed to the community. And by the Maine Masonic Charitable Foundation.